early in the season, but you've hit the ground running. A goal and 3 points, I think, or tonight, or goal and four, actually.
Well, I suppose it's January, so it is, and you know, you want to be playing the matches, and that's where you're going to get your fitness up. So it's all about trying your best when you do get the chance and you do get in there, like so it is.
A slow start tonight for Manor, got off to a great start. I think they went 5-1 ahead, and Tyrone looked like they were a poor second at one stage.
Well, you know, it was a fairness that Fermanagh got off to a good start, but you know, we decided that we had to get grips of the game, and you know, suppose we did get the penalty, and you know, that brought us back into the game, and you know, we got a couple of points. So we knew we weren't too far away if we got to half time, and we're in a long way Fermanagh there, like, so you know, we said half time, you know, we weren't working hard enough, and we just had to go out the second half and you know, and try and do our best, and thankfully we got the scores and got the result.
And good to see the young fellas featuring well there. Young Stephen McNally had a good game, halfback, and Kieran Gervin, he got himself a goal, a great confidence booster.
Definitely is, you know, it's, you know, these young boys coming in here, you know, they're definitely proving the points to there, and plus it keeps the boys who's been there for a few years, keeps them on their toes as well. So you know, you can't take nothing for granted, but you know, for being in the first 15, so it keeps you on your toes all the time when you do get the chance, and you know, thankfully for them boys, they're there and they keep pushing you on.
And I suppose a bit of experience really told in the end when Tyrone finished very strongly to win by, I think, 6 points.
Well, you know, suppose, you know, when you're there for them few years, you hope you have that experience, and, you know, it did show there, I suppose, towards them. But in saying that, you know, we have a lot of stuff to work on as well, our first touch there, and, you know, our final passing, and, you know, it wasn't good, like, but it gives us something to work towards, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll knuckle down now through and, you know, get on top of that.
2 wins from 2 now, and you'll want to make it 3 against UUJ and qualify for the semi-finals this weekend.
Definitely, you know, with McKenna Cup's another competition, you want to be doing well in every competition, and you know, we're not looking no further now in the McKenna Cup, and you know, we're taking each game as a time, and we just want to get as far as possible in the competition, and you know, we'll just look at the next game and see that's where it takes us.
And it's important preparation, of course, too, for the National League. Sunday week, the start of the big one, the second biggest competition in the country, against Derry in Celtic Park.
Definitely, it's a tough game. It's always going to be tough down Celtic Park. And, you know, the teams in Division 2 this year, they're as good as some of the teams in Division 1. And, you know, it's up to us to just up our own game and, you know, worry about ourselves and take one game at a time. And hopefully, you know, we get the results.